Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A bit of the Stones bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org, a think tank devoted to market-based healthcare reform solutions. Did I say that right, Grace Marie?
You did. That's right. And actually, we have on the top of our website at galen.org, we have devoted the whole feature section to the best articles that we're able to find about this King v. Burwell case and a lot of the implications for small businesses. So people may want to visit us at galen.org.
Well, that's absolutely right. And so folks, check that out. And you know, Grace Marie, I wrote an article recently about the NLRB's assault on franchises. And one element of that assault on franchises was, of course, as you know, that case was to try to connect all franchise employees to the mothership, to the franchising mothership, which would be totally preposterous. But it was not just to unionize, but it was also to make those employees eligible to come under the employer mandate of Obamacare.
I know. It's just the agenda of this Obama administration is just shocking.
Yeah,
and how they really see businesses as vehicles for them to implement
political football.
Change.
That's exactly right. They don't care anything. They don't care anything about the internet. They don't care anything about a 150-year franchise industry.
And they have no idea even what it takes to run a small business and the sacrifices
that's
that
exactly
people
right.
make. And the 24/7 attention to making sure the business survives. No concept whatsoever.
Well, they don't care because it's just we're just political pawns on a board, a chessboard. Grace Marie, quickly, one of the things you said all along is that one of the influencers of the Supreme Court you felt was that if the Republicans had no alternative for the people who might be kicked off of out of coverage and lose their exchange subsidies, if there was no alternative for those people, that might influence the justices to rule against the plaintiffs. So what have the Republicans come up with?
Very hard. The leadership, leader McConnell, Speaker Boehner, appointed task forces on both sides to come up with the plan, and they have been working very hard, and there were major op-eds in the Washington Post and the New York Times on Monday and Tuesday by leading senators and then leading House committee chairmen, they're all men, to talk about what they would do. They are determined. They need to give the court the space to make the right decision. And they said, we will take care, we will make sure that the 5 to 6 million people currently getting subsidies for health insurance continues to get subsidies so they don't lose their coverage. Mm-hmm. Many of them lost their coverage against their will in the first place. They don't want to do it again. So number one is to continue the subsidies. Number two is to give the return the power and control of regulating health insurance back to the state where it belongs. Federal government is way out of its wheelhouse mm-hmm. in knowing how to do this. And the people get it. I've attended a couple of focus groups and participated in setting up a public opinion poll. The American people want more choices. They want more flexibility. They now get it that mandates make their policies more expensive. They want to be able to buy mandate-like policies. And then third, to really begin to move toward a system in which competition really works so that people are able to make their own choices. They have visibility of prices, so that they can decide, you know, do you want a $1,000 deductible? Do you want a $5,000 deductible? What are the trade-offs there? Plus, I think they would give new energy behind health savings accounts so that people can put the premium savings aside into spending account for routine coverage and then have insurance be like real insurance.
And that's what she just described, folks, is real reform. That's what real reform looks like.
In a market-based economy.
Yeah.
We've been trying to pretend that the health sector can operate as a socialist economy.
Right.
Well, we have a capitalist economy.
What do you think?
It's only going to work that way.
Grace Marie, what do you think is going to happen?
All I know is I'm not making any predictions, Jim. I was sure we were going to win it last time.
I know.
I'm
Well, I think maybe what Robert said at the end of his ruling last time, maybe is what's happening now. So I think he'll go along with the plaintiffs. Kennedy is the swing vote. That's the deal, I think. Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute. That's Galen, GALEN.org. Please check that out, their website, and all the hard work that she and her organization have done. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.